And when John saw him, John said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." And John said in the book of Revelation, "I heard the voice of a strong angel questioning who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. And behold, no man was found worthy. And I wept because no man was found worthy. And an elder said unto me, Weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, he has prevailed. My God, he has prevailed." Now, Tim Ram, lift up your voice and sing.
Oh,
Odre katela. Obia na pame. Ode de 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 kume pepa. I hear you, Lion of Judah. Lift up those hands. We hail you. Now lift it up and sing it. We honor you.
Oh.
on, sing it out.
We have you.
Now shout it out louder.
We honor you.
You know what that means? It means your sins are forgiven. It means there is no more condemnation. Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, and having spread principalities and powers, he made an open show of them, triumphing over them upon the cross. And he by the Father, highly exalted, that at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak in the flesh, God sent his only begotten Son. God, he defeated sin. My God, he bridged the gap. And from now, all we hear is the voice of mercy. All we hear is the voice of mercy. We no more hear the voice of judgment. We no more hear the voice of condemnation. All we hear is the voice of mercy saying, come, come, come boldly, come, come boldly, come, come boldly, enter. Enter, Jesus, Jesus. We have loyal to the one who has prevailed, to the one who is worthy. Jesus, Jesus.